This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
That is The Entertainer with a Dub Smash mix. Good morning, everyone. I give you all a Dub Smash this morning. I hope you will on this Friday, the 3rd of June, in the year of our Lord, 2016. And I say good morning to our dear esteemed colleague, Hannes. Good morning, Hannes.
Good morning, Casper.
Are you well?
Ek is wonderlik. Ek is fantasties.
Ek is so bly en val jy vir die meisiekie langs jou vra hoe dit met haar gaan en wat haar naam is?
Ach dame, hoe gaan dit met jou vandag, Alicia?
Dit gaan baie goed, dankie met jou.
Baie welkom terug.
Baie welkom vir myself. Dankie, yeah. Dankie. Dis lekker om weer terug te wees. Yeah. Ek is hier tot 1 uur.
And of course, our one and only, I think the most wonderful and upright Afrikaner I've ever met in my life.
Absolute.
It's Duncan. Goeiemôre, Duncan.
Goeiemôre, meneer. Goeiemôre, almal.
Goeiemôre.
I think we must take a picture, first of all, of Duncan solo with his glasses.
Ja, hy lyk prachtig,
prachtig. Huh? And then we must take a picture of you and Duncan with your glasses.
Okay, okay, goed.
I think we should that should go out in the ether.
Okay.
That people can see that.
Goed.
Baie, baie mooi.
Maar jy lyk net so mooi, ek hou van jou blokkies.
Okay, ons moet dit afneem.
Blokkies rokkie.
Okay, ons moet dit afneem.
Goed, ek gaan nou.
Ek gaan jy nou vir Duncan afneem.
Ek gaan nou fucking almal afneem, okay?
Neem af. Ek gaan basically maar net so aan. Aha, so you think you can dance, huh? Wie my afneem? Okay, let me just put on music.
Oh yeah! Oh, take a picture, honey! Oh my God, and send it out.
Na 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 na. Tell me, Duncan, your chair, does it still make a noise?
Is nie die stoel nie, is die ene. Luister.
Ja. Because that's the best chair in the whole studio.
Ja, is
and we can't sit on it because it makes noises.
Ons moet lubricant op die stoel maak.
Ons moet die kant lubri maak. I totally agree with you because I'm sitting here on a sub-economical boost chair and I want that nice one. But I can't because it makes noises. Where is today's folder?
Meneer, ek het gedink...
Môre, Kasper.
Môre, ek het gedink jy sal my vra... Hoekom ek het brille aan?
Ek gaan jou nou, hoekom het jy brille aan?
Omdat ek het die brille af my dietitian gekry.
Jou dietitian?
Jou dietitian.
Ja. Okay.
Is a part van my weight loss program.
Jesus.
Wat bedoel hy?
So dat ek kan kyk wat ek eet.
Oor nie los is in jy se slet nie. Net
ja,
soos,
ja.
Gewigsverlies.
Ja, nee, nee.
Okay. Hoekom, maar jy is perfect net soos jy is.
Nee, is my weight. My mass.
Jou mass?
Jou mass, his weight. It's gewig.
Okay, jou gewig.
Ja, is part van my gewig las program.
Okay.
How do the glasses fit in?
Is it a freebie?
As ek kyk my kos, through die brille, ek kan sien die vat.
Die vark of die fout?
Die fout in die vark.
O, okay.
Die vark.
O, okay. Maar dit is dan een baie slim dietetje wat jy het, ha? Gee brille weg, so dat jy beter na jou kos kan kyk wat jy vreet.
Ja, it's a subconscious ding.
Sure. But it looks nice. It looks very nice, Duncan. You look learned. You
I like baie beter,
jou. African Clark Kent.
Oh, that's a good analysis. Oh.
That's what I did.
Now, people, we have been playing week after week wonderful renditions of Nature Boy. But alas, that has now come to an end with the last one. But it's given me idea for another segment, which will kick off next week. That's yesterday in my mind, because I'm just ahead of my time. And it will be very interesting. I'm not going to say anything else, but let's end with Nature Boy. This is the last Nature Boy we got. This is a very interesting rendition. I think that Alicia wouldn't remember Fanny Clay.
Fanny Clay?
Yeah, but altijd je sing for ons?
Nee.
Kan nie meer onthou.
Ja, kan nie meer onthou.
Alle inlichting weggedrink.
Weggedrink, weggerook. Mm-hmm. Excuse, nee, maar as jy dit gaan speel, dan sal ek het tent
Nee, maar Fanny sing altijd die Alwikaans. Is jy hartseer van
my? Okay.
Well, was contacted by a very, very famous person, Calamari. And Calamari and Fanny will do our last Nature Boy for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Hallo mense. My name is Oom Kali and my son is Mari. En hier is een prachtig liedje. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy, hey, and sad of eye, but very wise. Or was he? La 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 la. And then one day, a magic day he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. That's what the boy said to me. Yeah! La 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 la. He was so confident, the boy. He stood there and spoke to me. The wisdom pulse from his lips scattered there in front of me. La la, oi, oi, sasalabara la la, oi, oi, come on, sasamba, oi, oi, ay, oh, hi, ho, ha, 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 hi, ho, 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 dames en heren, mijn goede vriend, Fanny Clay.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he.
And then one day,
a magic day he passed my way. And while he spoke of many things,
fools and kings, that he said to me,
the greatest thing you'll ever learn
is just to laugh. Funny and be loved in return.
The greatest thing.
Thank you, my friend.
Carly, hierdie sang is aan oor 'n muffie, man.
Paskus sonder seetpil is gevaarlik.
Dit is Gospel Radio.
Wasn't that a nice way to end Nature Boy? With Oom Kalemari and Fanny Clay.
That was baie cool.
Such a
well
passionate
done.
Rendition.
Ja,
yeah, it was. Oom Kali got the spirit there.
Oom
Kali.
Ja. Hier en hy lewe nog, hè?
Hy is aan die gang.
Yes.
En hy's nog altyd 88.
Nog altyd.
Oh, ek wil net baie dankie sê. What does Renier say there? Duncan, when I think it's about the birthday, isn't it?
Ons het Raniere Soros Stapelburg op die WeChat en hy sê, goeiemôre julle.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Môre.
Ek wil 'n spesiale plak.
Yes.
Palmse aan Duncan van een Afrikaans sprekend na ander. Jy is skreeu snacks om Duncan ek geniet jou Afrikaans. This guy's Afrikaans sucks. What is he saying? Listen. Goeiemôre julle. Ek wil
nee, asseblief moenie dit weer aan ons doen nie.
En dan sit Betty op die Vija
ten. Hallo Betty.
Hallo Betty.
Hallo Betty Pankels.
Ek weet nie of ek lag vir Duncan se Afrikaans nie of ek lag omdat ek hom actually verstaan.
It's because you're starting to understand him.
Ja, wat dit is.
It's starting to become an official rendition of Afrikaans. There's no mention of my birthday. I thought there was a mention of my birthday because I wanted to segue onto that, but no.
Wel, geluk met jou verjaarsdag.
Oh, dankie.
Gister, Cassie, was het gister? Nee, eergister.
Al die eerste keer dat jy opgedag met koeke,
met
penis koeke.
O, ja, daar was 'n peniskoek.
Absoluut volkoek.
Ek is jammer, daar was ook laas jaar absoluut volkoek.
Jy het goed begin, maar
ek het goed begin en toe
hou ek net. Toe vissel jy bietjie uit.
Nee, ja, men jy ken my mos nou al. Jy weet dat ek
jy hoef nou nie meer vir my.
Ek hoef dit mos nou nie meer.
Peniskoeke vir my.
Nee, maar ek het eintlik vergeet. Ek jammer. Sorry.
Ja, dis okay.
Maar dit sou cool gewees het though. Daai peniskoek was befok gewees.
Dit was lekker ook.
Ja. Het karamel.
So thank you to everyone who gave me the beautiful assurance that I'm still thought of and loved by their wonderful one. Nee, ja, jy nie, jy het fok wel boot.
Ek het vir jou op ons WhatsApp groep. Hoekom moet ek op WhatsApp en op Facebook? Tel dit nie as dit nie op Facebook is nie.
Nee, dit moet op Facebook.
Okay, wel, excuse, ek het jou WhatsApp.
Om dit op Facebook te sit is deesdae die personal option.
Die personal touch.
It's a nice touch.
Okay. Ek was
baie impressed. Op my Facebook omdat ek het 24 likes gekry omdat ek het gesê happy birthday Kapsba. Dan
is jy 'n fucking van Spanje af? Wat gaan
aan? Dit is iets gaan dood in my elke keer wanneer hy sy mond oop praat en Afrikaans praat.
Happy birthday.
Dit is ek voel ek wil myself opblaas.
24 likes. That's
very
that
is good. Baie that's interessant.
Very good. Is that your most likes ever?
Nee, maar dit was baie interessant omdat ek het 'n boer op my Facebook.
Dis net al die wit mense wat jou post gelaai het.
Ja, dit was my swart mense en was baie spesiaal vir my.
Spesiaal gewees daar sy.
Oh, that's very sweet. Listen, and there's something else I wanted to touch upon, and that is, let me see, where is it now? Not, and I've forgotten. Oh, before we start, last week it quite worked for me that we warmed up a bit. I want us to warm up again, but I have got specific personal warm-up exercises for us all. So,
warm
Alicia...
Waarvoor?
Nee, laat ons net ekie vars, want betek jy dan... Ek struikel oor my woorde, Duncan, God, hy val oor sy, ne? So, let's start with you, Alicia, and we go... Billy. Billy.
Billy. Billy.
Ja,
Billy. Billy.
Ja, sê.
Billy.
Moet nie lach nie, want jy met jou tong maak jy los. Billy.
Billy.
Billy. Mooi. En dan moet ik hoog. Billy.
Billy.
Hoog.
Okay. Iets gaan kraak. Billy.
Beautiful.
Dankie. Okay. Dankie. Ik voel ze me
nou. Dit is een Billy.
moet ek dit sê?
Ja, maar jy maak jou mond los. Dit is a belie.
Okay. Dit is a belie.
Mooi, lekker. Dit klink, jy klink sommer meer geolie.
Yesie, ja, dankie.
Okay, dankie, here we go with you. Boerewors.
Boerewors.
Yesie.
Boerewors.
Boerewors.
Klippity kloppity.
Klippity kloppity.
Klippity kloppity.
Klippity kloppity.
Ah.
Got it.
You got it. I mean, you had no problems.
Absolutely not.
It was absolutely fantastic. Mm. Okay. Hannes. Okay, now everyone together. Billy,
Billy,
Billy, Billy, Billy,
Billy,
Billy,
Wars.
So when I came in here, I saw a very interesting thing that said, don't Google these things. And I said to Alicia, Google this one thing. Let's see what it is.
Okay.
And she Googled the first thing. And everyone, if you're listening live or a podcast, go to your phone and Google what we say now. Because you're going to fucking cock in your brooks, hey?
Yes.
So, okay, the first one is clock spider.
Okay.
Clock spider. Yeah. Google that. Everyone at home, clock spider. Google.
Ja, dan kan Google gou daar sien dat jy kan sien waarvan ons praat. Maar dit is fucking nasty. Want volgens Wiki, ja, is 'n clock spider, okay, 'n moerse, maase fucking doos groot, vieslike lelike tentakale spinnekop wat net agter hangklokke fucking woon. Kyk hoe loop hy ding. Kyk hoe loop hy daar. Fucking kap hom dood.
Ja.
Yes, nee. Nee, ek fucking kak vir my in 'n ander geloof in.
Ja, ek is ijskoud. Ek is ijskoud.
Wat is die storie? Hulle leef agter hulle leef
ja, want dit is vir hulle warmer daar.
So hulle is altyd by daar.
10 teen 1, hoor. Nie soos ek wat altyd laat is nie.
So Duncan, God created this thing. You must Christian.
The
a loving God created this monster.
Is jy gepraat van die Jesus? Interessante fact van hierdie vieslike ding is die Aztecs het dit geworship as 'n god.
Hierdie
fucking lelike ding.
So it is a god. It is God.
Ek gee my die tweede een asseblief vir
Karel. Is daar nog inligting oor hierdie poes?
Fokkel, hy is lelik en hy bly agter 'n klok en iemand het gedink hy's Jesus.
Okay. Volgende een.
Ja.
Circle jerk.
Okay, nice fucking save.
Circle jerk.
Okay, nou dat ek...
Oh my god.
Wat is dit?
It's a circle jerk.
Oh my god.
You should jump to this.
Jasper, I've got a disgusting story about a circle jerk.
Tell me about the circle jerk.
So ek maar is hulle allemaal gay though.
Ja, luister hier, so wat... Wat gebeur is, mense, manne, staan in 'n sirkel, dan wat hulle doe, hulle skommel.
Hulle,
Amal daar skommel.
Mekaar.
Op 'n Marie biscuit.
Ach, wat? Jy praat na kak, ja, man.
Nou, luister, almal skommel en...
you come on the Marie biscuit.
Almal come op die Marie biscuit.
I praat kak.
En whoever...
Laster is.
Jesus last. Gets to eat the...
Ach, dis bullshit, man. Nee, dit is bullshit.
Ek promise.
Dit is nie fucking waar nie. Volgens die Urban Dictionary, is a circle jerk when a group of males sit in a circle jerking each other off.
On a biscuit.
Nie in a fucking... Nee, dit kan in a jacuzzi wees. Dit hoef nie op a Mario beskaikie te wees nie.
Yes, one they say, just don't Google this. Let's do it. Spider porn. Spider porn.
Okay,
two words. Spider porn.
Spider porn.
Everyone at home, spider porn.
Dat
kan nie wag om te sien nie. Wat? What's that? Jesus.
God!
Dis baie sexy.
Oh, God.
Ek het gedag ons gaan prentjies van Tobey Maguire sien.
Oh my goodness, people, I'm so sorry about this. Let's do another one. Okay, the last one for today. Mucus plug. MUCOSPLUG. Mucus plug. Mucus plug. What the?
Oh, God.
What is it?
Oh, God. Okay. Julle wil soek julle meer inligting oor dit?
Ja, asseblief.
Ek kan actually net nie.
Nee, maar vertel net.
Okay,
just think of neutral things and tell us.
Dat's actually julle website net dedicated aan die mucus plug. Kan net aan my internet staan. Ag nee, kak. Okay, 10 facts you should know about a mucus plug.
Ja.
What is a mucus plug? At the very beginning of pregnancy, some mucus is accumulated in the uterine cervix generated by the uterus during ovulation. As the mucus thickens, it seals the cervix tightly, blocking the way for any infection from the vagina to the cervix and thereby protecting the fetus.
I get the whiff pain.
Okay, net aan. The mucus plug looks like a piece of mucus or jelly, and to some women, it can even resemble a jellyfish.
Oh, no.
Basically, the size of a mucus plug is rather small, 4 to 5 centimeters long when in the uterine cervix, or about 2 tablespoons when it comes out. In fact, the discharge can be even smaller in size, and it can come out in parts. Usually, the color of mucus plug is white, yellowish, sometimes with blood admixture or streaks of pink or pure white. There can be some variants, including beige, taupe, or even brown mucus plugs. God. All these colors are considered as variants of the norm. Yes, yes.
Okay, so every week we will Google a couple of words because this is like very interesting. But I've had my fill now because I can't see anything else again. Ever.
Dit is gross, dit is gross. En ek het hierdie in private gebrowse, net in case iemand my gaan toesluit.
Ek probeer net die kop terugkry.
That was weird.
It was really weird. Wow. Have you got some nice classical music for me, Duncan?
Altyd, meneer.
Asseblief, ek gaan vir Hannes hierdie gee, as jy vir ons kan lees, op 'n mooi RSG manier. Wag net vir die musiekie.
Ag, en Hannes het so pragtige stem.
Hy het 'n pragtige stem, baie mooi RSG stem. Kom ons maak of ons op RSG is. Welkom op RSG. En nou luister ons weer na die immergroen Hannes wat vir ons gaan vertel van Afrikaans.
Ja, Kasper, ek dink dit is belangrik dat ons net 'n oomblik stop en dan net vir onsself sê, kom ons praat vir 'n dag lank net Afrikaans. Hier volg 'n lys van 10 Engelse woorde wat Afrikaanssprekendes algemeen gebruik en 'n hele rits Afrikaanse woorde wat jy eerder kan gebruik. Ek is seker jy kan nog verbeter daarop en meer geskikte woorde daarvoor vind.
Goed, oom.
Op in die nummer 10 posisie het ons awesome. Wel, hoekom gebruik jy nie eerder fantasties, wonderlik, ongelooflik, ontzagwekkend of asemrowend nie?
Oeh, daardie vertoning was ontzagwekkend.
In nummer 9, cute. Of soos die Engelsman sê, ugly but fuckable. hoekom sê jy nie eerder oulik of skatlik of lief of...
Oh, skatlik.
Ougat.
Oh, jou pie lyk ou gat.
Actually, is die volgende een wat my ook pla.
Actually,
ja. Hoekom sê jy nie eerder eintlik of trouwens?
Trouwens? Trouwens, maar jy is ook 'n doos.
Ja, dis oulik.
Ja.
Trouwens, ek wil Afrikaans praat.
Ja, okay, ja. Volgende. Ja.
Amazing. Merkwaardig. Verstommend.
Verstommend.
Ah, and welcome to the verstommende race.
En almal is stom en doof.
Obviously, is volgende op die lys.
Obviously, ja,
ja, vanselfsprekend, duidelik, ooglopend. Ooglopend klink so 'n bietjie asof jy so
asof jy 'n siekte het.
Ja.
Asof jy 'n mucus plug in jou oog het.
Het jy ja, presies, ek wou net sê jy 'n mucus plug in jou oog, want hy's ooglopend.
nummer 5, eventually. Ons kan net sowel sê, uiteindelik, mettertyd, einde ten laaste.
Ten laaste.
Einde ten laaste.
Hoe is dit een ding, einde ten laaste?
Ja, dis drie, dis aparte woorde, maar dis een konsep.
Okay.
Juffrou, gaan ons dood eendag.
Einde ten laaste.
Juffrou, wat se stem is dit?
Ja, ek God, ek rook, jammer.
Nou, die gebruik van goeie Afrikaans is nogal 'n issue veral onder die jeug.
Ja, ja.
Ja.
Maar dis nie net dit nie, dis ook 'n kwessie, 'n saak, 'n aangeleentheid, 'n vraagstuk, 'n probleem, 'n twispunt, 'n strydpunt of 'n geskilpunt.
Ek hou meer van kwessie want dit klink soos kwassie.
Kwessie. Geskilpunt is baie as jy iets besig is om 'n vrug te skil.
Ja, ja, dit klink wat is die geslaagie?
Wat is die geskilpunt hierso?
Ja.
Nee, die wat is die issue?
Hoekom lewe ons?
The point issue.
Ja.
Issue.
So wat is die geskilpunt? Wel, dit is die peer, dis die geskilpunt.
'N paarske, 'n arbei.
Okay.
Hulle het hierso dit dis ook 'n uitgawe, 'n issue soos van die huisgenoot. Jy weet, hulle daai nou uitgelos.
Ja, ja. Ja, ja.
En wat van jy het baie issues by die sielkundige?
Jy het baie uitgawe.
Ja.
Ja. Ja, ja.
Oh, ek het baie uitgawes. Ek wil graag daaroor gesels.
Okay, ek wil oor myne ook praat. Ek het 'n invoice.
Nog 'n uitgawe.
Dan uitstekend, baie goed of besonder, dit vervang great.
Great.
Ja, ja, ja.
Ach, great man.
Ja.
Wat besonder?
Ja.
Besonder. Ja. Klink so mooi.
Dan besonders. Nummer 2. Dis basically, dis in wese wesentlik fundamenteel of basies.
Basies.
Ek hou van om te sê basies.
Ek hou van fundamenteel. Basies.
Fundamenteel.
Ja. Anyway.
Anyway, so wat is die volgende?
Nummer 1 op die lys is anyway, in elk, ieder of alle geval, nietemin hoe dit ook al sê.
Hoe dit ook al sê. Ja, my ouma het altyd gesê, hoe dit ook al sê.
Okay, Duncan, use hoe dit ook al sê in a sentence.
Yes.
Wat bedoel die woorde?
Wat, in, anyway.
Hoe dit ook al sê.
Ja, in elk, ieder, alle geval, nietemin hoe dit ook al sê.
So, wat is daai liedjie in Frozen, wat eindig met anyway? I don't like sunlight anyway. Or wat, hoe eindig hy nou weer? Jy moet weet, dan
het sy te kind. Cold doesn't get me anyway.
Geen my die woorde.
Koue kry my,
nie,
hoe dit ook al sê.
Nie,
in elk geval nie. Hoe dit ook al sê.
Hoe dit ook al sê.
Come on guys. Nie dit ook al sê.
Hoe 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 dit ook al
sê.
Hoe dit ook al
sê. En dit bedoel?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Hoe het ek dit bedoel sê?
Fuck.
Looper the bloop the thing. Kom baba.
Let me try.
Jesus.
Again, try.
Hoe bedoel?
Nee.
Hoe dit that, ook al kan. Wat? Hoe dit
ook, al sê.
Hoe dit ook
hoe
al sê.
Hoe dit ook al sê dat
sy.
Hoe dit ook al sê dat ja. Ek kan nie Afrikaans praat omdat
jy kan.
Ja. Hoe dit ook al sê dat
Moet my oom altyd gesê.
Ek kan nie.
Okay, 3 uit 7 vir jou. Baie mooi.
Maar hierso, ek wil net, dit is nogal belangrik, hierso aan die einde van ons 10 Afrikaanse woorde of frases wat ons eerder moet gebruik, sê dit hierso, probeer om ten minste vir een dag geen Engelse woorde te gebruik nie.
Oh, please.
Dis makliker as wat jy dink. Kyk bietjie hoe jy daarmee kan cope. Jy sê vir my, hou op Engels praat en dan doen jy dit.
Okay, wel, wat is Afrikaans vir cope?
Oor die weg kom.
Okay, nee. Ek dink jy dis dit nie.
Kyk 'n bietjie hoe jy daarmee oor die weg kan kom.
Wat nee, maar wat is die Afrikaans vir cope?
Oor die weg kom.
Nee, dit is nie. Dit klink nie reg nie.
Cope is in any.
Okay, write us in. We chat us. What is the Afrikaans vir cope?
Ja.
I'm not talking about a political party here. I'm talking about the word.
Skop.
Oorleef, is dit nie?
Cope, nee. Cope is jy hoe hanteer jy dit?
Ja.
Okay.
Aanpas by 'n situasie.
Ons het
Hoe aanpas? Dan dis dan aanpas, is dit nie?
Speaking about Afrikaans words that speaking about English words that shouldn't be used in Afrikaans, here's a message from Ranira Sirus, Stapelberg, and hy sê gaan die program beskindebaar wees die potgooi. As in podcast.
Ja, a podcast.
Of a podcast. Yeah. What does Michelle Christmas Tree say?
Michelle Kirschenbaum says, hello Cassie and hello Cassie and Key Fun 8 D Cup.
Okay, she's yeah.
Oh, one from the Cape.
Yes.
Foon is plat geluister. So sal die podcast heisto luister lekker na week.
Mm.
Oh.
That was very interesting and understandable. And what is Renier's?
Renier sê, het Cassie 'n nuwe leiloop gekry vir die verjaardag. Verjaarsdag.
Wat is 'n leiloop?
Is dit 'n segway dalk?
Oh, 'n leiloop. Ooh.
Ooh, dat is zo prachtig.
Een luiloop.
Ja, maar dat is een
leeuwloop.
Ja, een leeuwloop.
Een luiloop. Baie mooi, Renier.
Balanceer, maar ek dink dit is 'n Afrikaanse woord wat iemand uitgedink het, ek het nog gehoor, luiloop.
Maar het jy op jou Segway weer afgeval, op jou verjaarsdag of iets? Iets belangriks gebeur met jou Segway?
Ons gaan, ons koop. Ek is 'n professional nou.
Dit is baie mooi dat die Afrikaans mense wil die taal conserve, you know, trying to preserve it. Because
Bou.
Omdat in die...
Conserve gitaars.
Ja.
Ja. Wat sê Renier?
Renier sê, oor die weg kom is reg.
Oor die weg kom.
Jy sien.
Oor was, was
a, kom julle na my toe en julle sê vir my dat ek my moertaal verkrag. Maar ek het hom in my palm van my hand en ek vinger hom met liefde.
In deernis.
En met deernis.
En saligheid.
Ja. En ek kyk of hy oor die weg kan kom. Ja, prachtig.
Vinger, so lelike woord.
Ja, dit is, net. Yeah, kom, 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 en dans, 1, 2, 3. O, is het voorbij? Okay.
I was still saying.
Are we finished with the words now?
Ja, nee, ons is deur.
Was baie goeie luis.
Wat sê jy, dankie?
Meneer, you know, language is a really important thing in life, and it's good that Afrikaans people are trying to just create new words, because we're living in a forever changing world. So some of these words don't exist in Afrikaans, but the fact that you guys are making an effort to name certain things just to maintain the culture and the language is great, because in some cultures we just adapt to the English words without even giving it thought of giving it a black word or black language. The word Wi-Fi, for instance, we call it Wi-Fi. Where does that come from? Because it's still Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying?
Who calls it Wi-Fi?
The
black people.
The black people that are just lazy Wi-Fi. To speak.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. What the fuck is Wi-Fi? It's not the kids. It's because everyone else is getting internet in the communities. Because everyone else is getting... What's going on, Kevin?
I'm sneezing, sorry.
Just block your asshole.
Yeah.
No, listen. This is what's happening.
I've got a mucus.
So now the adults know the Wi-Fi as Wi-Fi. Yeah. They're going to tell the kids, hey, connect to the Wi-Fi.
And it's totally wrong.
Generations.
It is verkeerd,
I'm going to call it Wi-Fi. I don't get it. It's upsetting.
Ach, maar dit is soos hoe, dit is soos Afrikaanse mense wat die hele tijd, jy weet, hulle tale meng. Met Engels ook. Ons gaan dit nooit reg kry nie.
No, but it should be fine.
Ja, dit is daar's niks verkeerd daarmee nie. Ek dink dit is verkeerd vir mense om vir ons te sê nee, jy moenie jou tale meng nie en jy's nie regtig Afrikaans
genoeg
nie.
No, certain words do.
Bullshit.
Certain words just develop in the Afrikaans speakers way of communication and speaking, and those words are wonderful.
Ja.
Not words that some professor goes and thinks of luiloop. I mean, we don't say that in Afrikaans in the volksmond.
Ja.
That is some academic.
En soms is dit net makliker om 'n paar Engelse woorde te gebruik as wat jy nou eere moet nou gaan ding, wat is die Afrikaans?
Exactly.
Daar is sekere goed wat ek al vergeet het, byvoorbeeld.
Exactly, maar dan kan in daai opsig kan jy dan ook, nou moet jy sê Bill Hacker in plaas van Bill Gates, as jy nou alles wil fokken.
Ja, fok, dink net hoe weird gaan dit dan wees.
Die ding is, vir my is die belangrikste moest dat ons mekaar verstaan.
That's all it's about.
En wat ook al die mees effectieve manier is, te communiceer, al beteken dit ons met 'n Engelse woord of twee ingooi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as someone understands what I'm saying,
so die boodskap
half the battle is
oorgedra kan word. Ja, en jy die boodskap kan verstaan.
Maar dink jy ons sal we'll get to a point where I don't have to say anything to you, you just have to read my mind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a song in that, Duncan.
Can you read my mind?
Ja, ek dink in die toekoms van ons wanneer daar robotte en fucking en alles futuristic is, ek dink mense sal dan kan.
As, op 'n telepatiese manier, wetenskapsfiksie.
Wetenskapsfiksie.
Ek het 'n vraag vir Alicia. As jy jou punani, as jy punani seer kry en jy kan dit nie werk nie.
Ja. Soos hoe, met paardry of 'n ongeluk.
Sal jy 'n robot punani
kry? Fuck ja. Kjere, daai ding gaan fucking spykers soos haas. Ja, ek sal totally 'n robot badge wil hê. Absoluut nie. So jy is soos 'n robotic dick wil hê.
Bidi bidi bop.
Ja. Okay, so, dit bring ons, dit segue ons, dit lui loop ons na een prachtige volgende onderwerp. Wat ek gesien het is, wat is die laaste fliek wat jy gesien het, Alicia?
Die laaste fliek? Fok, het was die naweek, ek kan nou net nie onthou wat het was nie. Shit.
Jy onthou niks, like het
my. Nee, ek doe nie, ek is baie kak met sulke goed, ek kan nie lang terug onthou.
Maar dink aan 'n fliek wat jy gesien het.
Ok, maar vra vir iemand anders dat ek so lang kan onthou.
Nee, dit is met jou van toepassing, want dit is as volg. Okay. Maar ek wil eers hoor wat die fliek was.
Ek probeer nou dink.
Het jy uitgegaan?
Of nee.
Het jy op Mnet gekyk?
Nee, dit was op Netflix.
Sjoef, jy kan nie onthou nie.
Dit was soos 'n lesbian fucking ding. The Amazing Story of Us. Of fucking iets weird is dit. Maar dit was super kak geweest.
What about Two Badges in the Village?
Nee, jere, danke. Nee. Nee, ek denk het was... Ja, dit was iets dit.
Okay, well, let's...
Okay, kan ek vir die een sê wat ek wel kan onthou?
Ja.
Ek het Transformers gekyk, die heel eerste een.
Oh, that's a nice
one. Maar paar daar terug al.
So, okay, wat hulle sê is name your vagina... According to the last film.
Yeah, Transformer. Yes. Okay. Well, I like it.
But we can do it for men as well. I mean, the last movie I saw Civil War.
Yo. Dis morsige bloedspul, Susan.
So, yeah, name your vagina according to the last movie you've seen. You can we chat to me. Also, your pili if you want to. We can do it in the pili.
The last movie I saw was X-Men, which in
itself. Oh!
But it also comes with The Age of Apocalypse.
Oh, that's wonderful. And even if you go X-Men, E-G-G-S, it's also funny, X-Men. Listen now to Afrikaans people. This is now laughed with a tear. Because in huisgenoot, now this is women, a lot of people being murdered in Krugersdorp. Now they have this last woman who has been murdered.
Jy bly mos daar, nee?
I don't stay in Kruger's fucking dorp.
Okay, maar jy bly in die outskirts. Is dit nie meer dangerous nie?
No. Okay, we don't do Kruger's dorp.
Okay.
Anyway.
Goed.
Ja, ek is daar naby. Nou, die vrou is dood. Nou skryf iemand hier so, jammer, nou skryf hulle op die huis van het website, skryf een jammer on van die verloste hoor. Ek weet nie of dit Engelse mens is nie. En die volgende is Meisie Diedriks, wat skryf as gevolg van die moordartikel, sê sy, ek wonder of huisgenoot miskien elke week 'n hekelpatroon of 'n bypatroon kan publiseer. Dit sal het maar nie moeite werd maak om die huisgenoot te koop, want huisgenoot word al hoe duurder, en daar is net artikels, en 'n patroon of twee sal het nie moeite werd maak. Nou skryf Anita Carstens, regtig meisie, hier is 'n vrou wat haar lewe verloor het, en jy soek 'n breipatroon.
Oh, dit klink asof het fucking... Oh, my word.
Oh, en Nikita Adendorf sê, meisie, waar val jy nou uit? Iemand is dood, 'n ma, 'n vrou, 'n oma, 'n stikkend, en jy moun oor breipatrone.
Maar dit klink asof het deel van 'n Afrikaanse seepie moet wees.
Ja. Is
dit
nie?
Let me get the popcorn.
Fuck.
Ek wil, I've got an announcement to make. I'd like to welcome Sihle Khumalo, who's listening for the first time.
Sihle!
But he's got it's a he. It's got a very important question. The question, and it is, do you guys speak Afrikaans all the time?
When my diamond, what when somebody? When my diamond, what when somebody? When my diamond,
Not at all. Is that the best you can do? How fucking old are you? How long have you been here?
You're right, because you're trying and you come up with words. She goes, eh.
I mean, you've heard the car park attendants, you've heard the maids. What else do black people do? You've heard the people robbing you.
They rule the country.
You've heard them.
President. Ek nie om nie. Ek stel net belang in 'n breipatroon.
You're gonna durf jy my sê?
Iemand het hulle lewens verloor met hulle taal.
Maar hoeveel woorde ken jy van ander tale except for English?
Wel, die African language wat ek ken se woorde is alles maar net vloekwoorde. It's all swear words.
Okay.
So it's fib in your mouth. So that's one that
Nyamal.
I know. Ja, Nyamal. And then bonjour, au revoir, comment ça va?
I said African languages.
And then nee man, jy het my gevra hoeveel fucking woorde ken ek. En dan net goeiemôre.
En jy honey?
I'm sad to say that I have to be honest, not a lot.
Maar,
it's terrible.
En jy, Gaspar?
Kosi sikilele Afrika, moro palikis mitis mano. It's a kamalika si fonjo.
And he blow fan on say, yeah, and he dip the fan on say, for a sieve, hehe,
peace. So,
sien, so tussen ons vier ken ons genoeg tale om te kan survive.
Maar jy kry boere mense dat op 'n farm gegooi. En hulle ken is dit kosa omdat hulle met die werkers om gegooi.
I can I tell you a little secret I would love. I'm very jealous of people who can speak African languages so well. I want to do it.
Yeah, but I
especially to hear what they are gossiping about me at the
exactly,
toll.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of.
No, joking.
Yeah, I want to fucking totally do it. And then they're just like, but that white bitch. And then I'm going to fucking omdraai.
What is the word? What is the word that you hear most commonly when you're around black people?
Nee, maybe fuck, I can help you out. Just, ach, Duncan, ek skryf het dan nie neer nie. I don't know. But maar mens weet hulle praat van jou. Jy weet
no,
hulle
but
praat
I don't
van
necessarily want to know about the gossip, but I, because I love playing with language, I would love to play with chords, I love to play with Zulu, and see what I can come up with, you know, funny-wise.
Absolutely.
Because I would, if I know it, but I don't, and I'm very sorry about it.
Ja,
ek
denk, jy kan, was 'n mark waarin jy uitmis.
Jy kan 'n swart sien op die robot vat, Mm. If I don't buy your ace,
and
you just lock him up, and
oh my god,
lock him up and feed him, and then he'll just teach you.
Yeah,
like the 6 month plan, it should work out.
Instead of a parrot in a cage, I've got a young black boy in a cage.
Absolutely, yeah. You've done it for a long time.
Okay, I think that's going to work so well. Yesterday, Hannes and I. We went and we improvised the Game of Thrones in a studio.
Oh, wow. Yes, see, we wanted moving to take up it, in the world.
Yeah, we wanted to take it a step further. So the whole thing was improvised, but it was just, I had to condense it because we carried on for 45 minutes.
Okay.
But I think it worked so bloody well.
Meneer, wacht.
Maar jullie twee is baie goed om je. Jullie is rarig fucking talentvol. Nou die dag toe dink ek net weer daaraan. Jy en Hannes, julle is actually so super fucking talentvol en dit
yes,
is shut the fuck up, Duncan. yes.
Some degree of decorum, please.
Nee, maar seriously, ons is eintlik super bevoorreg om, jy weet, saam met mense soos julle te kan werk, you know.
I'm sad you didn't add me on that list.
Fuck you.
Pink sommer 'n traan.
Casper, before you play your version of Game of Thrones?
Ja, oh god, ja.
Don't you just want to discuss the last episode?
Why? What do you want
ek
me to discuss?
Ek het nie maandag se episode gesien nie.
I'm a bit
so
confused.
Moenie vir my sê nie.
With that fat guy.
Wat het nou net gebeur?
Hodor.
Yeah, Hodor. Hodor.
Yeah.
Nie Hodor.
Hodor.
The guy that took his wildling girlfriend.
Oh, Sam. Yeah, what about it?
Do you think he's like the actual hero of Game of Thrones? Because I don't understand his storyline.
No, that fucking kid who sees the visions. He's the real hero. He's going to change the game.
But Sam is integral
to... No, it's Kablish. He's the hero. Mm.
But Sam is integral to Jon Snow's journey.
Oh, okay.
He's his sidekick. You bet. So he's important, but he's not the most important.
Okay.
But if it isn't for him, our big hero won't make it to the end.
Yeah.
Your big hero.
So we got that scene here. We actually did that scene, improvised that scene. We call him Fetty Fetty. His Afrikaans name is Fetty Fetty. And then Jilly is called Grilly. He's wild twig, whatever fucking one, and so forth. And so, yeah, we did that. So you'll hear that. But before we play Game of Thrones, I want to play you an intro about a guy talking about TV programs because it's so apt. And then we go on to game, okay?
Good, good.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of everybody telling me what TV shows I gotta watch. It's like all people talk about, like Game of Thrones, bro. Yeah, man. Breaking Bad. My buddy wanted me to watch Battlestar Galactica. For years he bugged me. I avoided it. People still into it. I avoided it. Now it's on Netflix. My buddy kept bugging me, so finally I broke down. I watched one episode of Battlestar Galactica. And it turns out, you guys, I don't give a fuck about space problems. I personally like shows like Hoarders and Teen Mom. Shows that make me feel... Yeah. Shows that make me feel good about me. I watch an episode of Teen Mom and I'm like, you know what, Neil, you made a lot of really good decisions. You know? So I say to my buddy, I go, look, man, I tried watching your show and I didn't like it. And he said, but people always say when they recommend a show and you don't like it, he goes, dude, you got to watch the whole series. Do I? It's 6 seasons long. It's 12 episodes a season. It's an hour long an episode. That's 72 hours of show. So that's a big commitment. Pretty much I can either watch Battlestar Galactica or get like a helicopter pilot's license. It's a long ass episode. I gotta say it was way more fun before Netflix and iTunes and DVD because it used to be in the 80s and 90s. If you didn't see a show when it first aired, it was great. So you were off the hook. Someone go, hey Neil, did you see Blossom last night? Nope. And I never fucking will either. Shit's gone with the wind, my friend. Sure, they'll rerun Blossom in the summer, but on summer nights I ride bikes and finger chicks because I'm 11.
Goed, vir hierdie advertensie. Gerard, jy's 'n tandarts?
Ja, ek is 'n tandarts.
André, jy is 'n kinderkransonderwyseres. Kan ons begin?
Ja, begin. Ja, mevrou, ek kyk na u tande en dit lyk regtig baie goed, maar ek is bevrees jou een oogtand het 'n kraakie in, amper soos die skerm van 'n iPad of 'n iPhone.
Hallo? Hallo? Wow! En dokter, wat stel jy voor moet ek doen?
Met so 'n stukkende tand sal jy nie die kinders kan opvoed in die woord by jou kinderkransklasie nie. Ons sal hom moet regmaak met 'n stopsel.
Ja, en ek het ook nie syn nie. My tand het syn verloor. Ek wonder waar nou moet ek gaan.
Wel, as jou tand 'n eufemisme is vir jou iPad of jou iPhone, so ek voorstel jy vat hom na iFix toe.
Wat? Is hulle die beste dokter?
Wel, net soos wat jy nie jou tand by 'n mechanic sal laat regmaak nie. So gaan jy ook in jou foon sommer by enige hier jy laat doen nie.
Jy's reg. Ek prys iFix met blye galme. Kom, laat ek my tand, my ontvangs, my skerm, my battery, alles sommer laat regmaak. Eens klaps, vir baie goedkoop.
Ja, absoluut.
Oh, dokter, boor my. Boor my.
Dit is 'n koue dag daar buite die boom en die meisie is besig om verbrand rond te stoot op sy slee. Hulle is verward, doelloos, amper soos 'n GPS map op 'n appel.
Ek stoot hier verbrand in die sneeuw. Wie is ek eintlik? Hoekom was ek in die boom? O ja, aan de vorige sessie was ek en my boetie by die boom, maar ek dink hy is dood. Hy is kusboude. Ek reed die brand is volgens waar. En dan stoot ek om. Doc Moore is dood. Dit is toch arme Doc Moore.
Ek sien goed is.
Brand.
O, dit is koud op hierdie slee. Ek sien... daar gaat my oor alweer.
Ek kan sien, Brian, jou oor soos 2 melkerige albino goons. Wat gaan aan? Brian, Brian, wat fuck?
Ek sien blou mense, blou mense
wat
op groot voels vlieg.
Oh.
Hulle sit op groot voels. Oh.
Wat is dit? Is dit die toekoms van hierdie week?
Nee, die oom in die boom het 'n avatar op 'n folder in sy brein.
O, en jy download nog?
Ek download nog.
Brein, kom terug, ding, wat... Jy het weer goon oor.
Oh my god!
Oh, dit is...
Wat is
dit? Is...
Wat?
Een stoemende seksuele. En dit is...
Oh my god, oh. Ja!
Is dit die toekoms van die reeks?
Nee, het is nog een folder op die oom. Die duidelijke poonfolder. Dit is nogal diep weggesteek.
So Dropbox jy nou?
Het Dropbox hard.
Oh my god!
Nee, dit is die zombie. Wat loop er?
Hulle kom aan die nade. Wie gaan ons red? Hoe gaan ons hier uit? Dan gaan ek weer.
Nee, jy is stouter, ek wil ook sien. Ons is alleen hier. Hier is niemand. Fuck. Hoor jy, hulle kom al nader, Bran. Kom, word wakker.
Ina.
Bran, ek wil nie alleen doodgaan nie.
Het jy nie vir my nog 'n kombers en is rarig koud op hierdie slede?
Het ek dit in jouself? Gaan loop daar na te kry vir jou kombers, jy moet alles altyd vir jou aangedra word.
Ja, want dit is 'n krepel.
Don't try and play the Oscar Pistorius emotional ticket brand. Jy kom hulle... Oh, fuck!
Oh, ons is dood.
Ons is dood! Wie is dit?
Yeah. Hallo!
Wie is oom?
Ek is oom Benji. Hallo Bran, onthou jy my?
So effens, dit is soos 6 reekse terug onthou. O nee, wag, ek het jou gesien toe jy 'n lightie was in een van die visions wat ek laas week gehad
het. Dit was ek. Hier is ek nou, moenie skrik nie, ek lyk soos Niki Lauda. Maar ek is 'n witloper wat gestuit is deur die poltergeist meisietjie.
O, so is jy aan ons kant of aan hulle kant?
Ek is aan ons kant, dis wat ek is. Ek moet jou oppas, Bran.
Baie dankie, oom Benji.
Ek hoor jy te voel met 3 oë.
Ja, dis nog vir my ook 'n klein bietjie confusing, maar
ja.
Ek kan goeder sien. My oë maak funny en dan as ek weer sien, is ek saam met die oom in die boom. En dan sien ek staf, soos die toekoms en die verlede.
En vertel van my entiete.
En entiete, baie entiete.
Wow, as ons 'n tydjie het en ons kan ergens onder 'n boom kampeer, moet jy vir my bietjie wys.
Ja, dan kan ons daar tent omslaan.
Fetty, op pad om 'n meester te word, stop by sy ouer huis in Horinghevel, waar hy vir Grillie in die klein pragtige ou mini Fetty-Fettytjie gaan aflaai.
Yes, Fetty, hierdie huis is groot, hè?
Ja, dis my ouers se plek en hulle is baie ryk en alles en hulle gaan baie ontsteld wees om my terug te sien omdat ek nie meer daar bo bly nie. So al wat jy moet doen is maak dit seker dat hulle nie weet waar jy vandaan kom nie en sê sommer vir hulle die lightie is myne.
Okay, ek sal dit alles probeer onthou want ek is nou nie die brightste smaak in die lightie nie. Oh, maar julle is baie ryk, Fetty. Kyk jy mooi rokke. Jemies, wat gaan hulle dink van my met die meelsak?
Ek dink my ma sal vir jou ietsie gee om aan te trek en jy sal 'n bad kan vat, wat ek dink jy regtig nogal nodig het, want jy stink. Maar onthou net, moenie laat hulle weet wie jy regtig is nie.
Nee, ek sal niks sê nie. Ek is honger.
Onthou net weer eens.
Ja, Fetty. Ek is dom, maar ek is nie een moroon nie. Daar's jou ma.
Hallo,
mama.
Ach, Fetty, jy lyk prachtig.
Ach, dankie, ek het bietjie gewig verloor oor die winter.
Is dit? Kan nie sien nie. Kom in,
jou pa is nie hier nie, Fetty, hy is besig om met jou boetie unicorns te jag.
Oeh, unicorns, ek hoop ons eet vanavond van die unicorn vleis.
Kon ek die horing dips?
Oh, hier is jou pa nou.
Ja, Fetty.
So jy is terug.
Ja, papa, net tydelik, want ek moet mos nou gaan leer om 'n meester te word en boeke lees en wat? Biblioteek toe gaan en sulke dinge. Dit is my droom.
Aksin, hallo, muziekie.
Hallo, oom, is lekker om vir oom te sien. Daai unicorn lyk yummy.
Nou ja, laat ons aansit. Jy onthou jou broer, Fetty Fetty.
Ja, ek onthou, hy het my baie geboelie.
Yes, like moth. Was kon die slang?
Soos jylle kan sien, is Grilly een ware dame. Sy kom nie uit die bos uit of so iets.
Uit die wat kom sy, sê jy vet sog?
Nee, sy kom nie uit die bos uit nie.
Hoekom eet jy soveel brood? Jesus, is jy nie vet genoeg nie? Jy sit hier soos een Michelin mannetjie. God, gaan op die heet, man. Ek skaam my vir jou.
Ek kaap hou luid.
Hoekom lyk sy soos een inbred?
Is maar net die spiegsel, oom.
Waar het jou ontmoet, Fetty Fetty?
By die dros.
Maar die dros is in die noorde.
Sy was die hele tyd daar by die swart kasteel. Toe, Grilly, sê vir hom.
Ja,
Stolte, jylle lieg vir my, jou vet papsak. Jesus, dit is een wilde als hierdie, ek kan het sien. Jy kom in my huis.
Ek is meer soos een paleis.
Shut up, wilde als. Ek het nooit in my leven met jou van julle gepraat en ek ga nie nou begin. Jy kom hier in met jou half naaikie, vetty vetty kinkie. En een wilde als, hoe durf jy? Is bezig om kakstrepe te maak op ons horinghevel naam.
Nee, ek het al baie goeders gedoen. Ek is een regte man, ek het al witlopers doodgemaak en ander mense doodgemaak en ek leer nou lees en skryf en ek sal vir jou kan wys dat ek een regte mens is. Vertel my 'n bietjie meer van die swaard in die muur.
Dit is my swaard, gemaak van Valerian staal. Sy naam is Hartsnaar. En jy sal so min aan hom vat, soos wat ek gaan vat kry aan hierdie barbaarse, onopgevoede wilde als.
Ek het nou heeltemal genoeg gehad, Hardus. Jy is so lelik met allemaal.
Vrou.
Nee, nie vrou nie. Kom, Fetty Fetty, kom, Grilly.
Ek is nog bezig om te eet.
Kom!
Panna, my rabadoe-dochter Grie, is by die toneelspelers, waar sy die hoofaktrice moet vermoor. Dit was die opdrag van die man en sy handlanger die wyf.
Hallo lesbiese muisiekie, is jy hier om die toneelstuk te kyk?
Ja, ek is absoluut hier net om die toneelstuk te kyk en nie om iemand dood te maak nie.
Dan is ek baie, baie bly. Geniet ons vertoning Sewende Kroon.
Ek is die oudste seun van Kras, Kraai en Brombeer. Ek is baie naasteek sweer. Ek sê vir julle, ek is nie cute. Ek is Drago Malfoy met 'n attitude.
Ek is klein, ek is kort, ek is 'n regte dwerg. Maar vir hierdie klein kindkoning het ek my vererg. In hierdie botteltjie gooi ek bietjie gif. Hy gaan fokin vrek. Hy is lekker sif.
Ek was dors en ek wil dit nou les. Ek vat baie slikke, 4, 5, 6. O, Jesus, my koppie, hy draai. Oh, kyk my lyf, hy val en ek swaai.
My kind, met gif deurboor. Dis Sanna en die dwergie se skuld, kan julle my hoor? Dit is so erg, ek wil net sterf.
Kaartjies is by Computicket in die vervolg. Ons sien julle weer, baie dankie. Dit was daar op 'n kak gehoor.
Meisiekie, wat doen jy hier achter op backstage?
Ek help net met die requisite.
Hoekom het jy 'n botteltjie gif in jou hande?
Dis nie gif nie, dis Red Bull. Sodat die akteurs hulle energie kan behou vir die volgende vertoning.
Oh, dis baie gaaf van jou. Ek het jou al gesien by die ander vertonings ook. Lyk my jy is 'n groot ondersteuner van ons groepie.
Wel, sonder die kunste is ons niks. Tannie is nog hulle woeste aktrise, amper so goed soos Sandra Prinsloo.
Baie dankie. Jy moet sien as ek oupa's doen. Kyk daar, is nie daar die meisiekie daar in die hoek?
Ja?
Sy wil graag my rol oorneem. Want nou ja, ons gaan dit nie toelaat nie. Ek sal speel tot ek kruip oor die verhoog.
Ek het opdrag gehad om jou te vermoor, maar ek dink nie, ek gaan meer nie. Ek gaan my naaltjie kry en dan gaan ek heel waarskynlik in diep kak kom by die man sonder naam.
Jy gaan, die man en die wyf van die man. Sy is vriende met daai aktrise wat graag my rol wil oorneem.
So dit was al die tyd sy wat eintlik wou gehad het jy moet doodgemaak word.
Ja, loer sê ek vir jou. Hierdie fucking mense, gaan ons sukses as sewende kroon. Julle kom ons julle eie reeksie maak. Maar nee, nou is alles verkeerd. Ag, weet jy, hierdie industrie is in sy moer.
Dit is voorware 'n verskriklike lewe en soos ek verstaan, julle aktrise se inkomste is ook wisselvallig omdat jy die hele tyd van kontrak tot kontrak beweeg.
Dis reg. Maar ek het gedink, my siekie panna, dit dat jy so belangstel aan die god van die vele gesigte. Daai mense is skuilie, hulle is gevaarlik. Los dit, word die actrice saam met ons, dan het jy ook vele gezichte wat jy elke aand kan opsit.
Wow, ek het nou somme sterre in my oë. Ek gaan definitief nie toelaat dat jy doodgemaak word nie.
Ek is baie bly. Ja, kom saam met ons, gaan haal jou naalkie tussen die stene.
Dit is ook wat sy gedoen het.
Oh, my naalkie. Met jou sal ek baie mense kan doodmaak.
Bang alleen sit Panna in 'n lokasiesjek met Naalkie aan haar sy. Sy hoor iets.
Ah, wie is daar?
Maar dit was net 'n bokkie. Kablisi is saam met haar mooi gebouwde boyfriend in die Nieuw-Zeelandse All Blacks. Op pad, jyre weet waar naartoe. Maar met het doel.
Oh, was warm. Is hij in? Is hij in?
Ik vraag van hoe lang nog?
Oh, nee, in wat antwoord hulle?
Oh, wat was dit?
Skies, Kablisi, dit was ek. Ek het een beetje van een maagkwal. Hierdie All Black kos is nie lekker nie.
Skoon my, ek gaan kyk.
En skielik, daar in die lig, kyk allemaal op en verbaas en met respect sien hulle Kablisi wat rondvlieg op Cruella de Vil, wat uitgerus het en nou weer vol energie en lood vrye diesel is.
Wat? Urso!
show.
So Hannes, how did you like that?
It was lovely. Dit het baie lekker uitgekom. En nou is ek weer up to date met wat aangaan in Game of Thrones.
You see, this is double-edged sword, Didi, van Valyrian steel. Ek kan net iets vertel vir jou. Het nou ook drones wat hulle verkoop.
Rare?
Ja!
Dis fantasties.
R18,000, R20,000 en R28,000. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you? Where? Can you shout for me?
Whoop, whoop!
Are you there?
Ek is hier.
Voilà, okay. I nearly lost you, donkey. So, yeah, it's a lot, eh? What's that word you learned? That is absolutely true. So, I am so glad to welcome our extra special guest today, my here.
Extra special!
I went to see his show on Tuesday night. I have not seen him on stage ever before in my life. I know that he's well known. His name is Mortimer Williams. Let's just get him in to say hello. Hello, Mortimer.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello.
Hi. So I went to see your stage show, The Full Morty, and we have worked together only once, but I enjoyed it so much that when I saw you were here and I had this radio show that I wanted to invite you immediately. Yeah. So we acted in Erfsondes. Do you remember
correct.
That?
Correct. How could I ever forget?
Oh, we were laughing and giggling.
It was you.
No, we were all.
No, you just couldn't remember your lines.
I couldn't. True. But then we made it up.
Yes, we did.
And I was, they were actually, when we started shooting, they were, Bobby Heaney and the other people were sort of continually saying, it would be nice to have this character as, my character now, as a character that returns, a recurring character.
Yes.
But after that first day shot where I couldn't remember a thing, they never said that again. So that was the end of that character.
No, it was funny,
but it was very fun. But okay, then I went to see the full Morty. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Jesus, Morty, you are so talented.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the show.
Oh, thank you. Yay!
Oh, it was so fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Because you are unique. That is what so nice about it is the way that you are just on stage. It's very lovable, and you can actually, after an half an hour, you can do anything, and we all cheer. And I did not know you had this humongous range of singing range.
Oh, of the singing.
You can go high, eh?
Hey, I can, eh? I can. I grew it myself.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll talk about all that. I just wanted to play. Where's my stuff for today? Is it at Extra or More Casper, Duncan?
I think it's More Casper, meneer.
More Casper. Yeah. Here, what I did is I wanted to play people a bit of the show. And I was looking for it on YouTube. And this is all I could find. This is how it goes in a Mortimer Williams show. If you would come with me. So it's very difficult to actually hear what's going on because everyone is shouting like a Justin fucking Bieber concert.
Oh my God, what the hell was that?
It's you on stage.
Where?
It's on YouTube. I was trying to find a bit of the show. But that's how it went. I mean, when we started, people were already going, "We love you, Morty! We love you!" Oh, that's... Yeah, and well, you know, where to begin? It is a highly, highly enjoyable show. I'm so... cross that I've only encountered it now because apparently you've been doing it for a while.
We did it last year. Had a lovely successful run at the Joburg Theatre last year August, and prior to that the National Arts Festival Grahamstad, Grahamstown. And yeah, so we decided to bring it back.
Now, the things you do on the stage, I could be wrong, but what I deduced, what ek nou aflei daar terwyl ek sit en kyk, is these are party tricks that started as party tricks. Am I right or not? Some of it. I mean,
some of it, yeah.
Because it is like so fantastic. I can just see you do it and people say, but you must do this on stage. Like your the impersonation of voices.
Yeah.
Why are you pointing?
No, because she directed the show. This is Christy.
Hi, Christy. Nice. Hi. Welcome and to the show.
Co-writer.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's a big pleasure. It's a fantastic show. So did you steer him towards that?
Well,
do you know him personally offstage?
Yes, definitely. And I think it's where I come in is kind of what does stay in and what gets cut.
Mm. Well, it is so fantastic. I wanted it to go on forever because you reach a point about 40 minutes into the show that you just don't want it to stop.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was so enjoying it and like laughing.
I'm so happy.
And I mean, the gist of the show about the man, the South African man, all that is good and fine at the beginning, and I understand the way where it's going to, but then where you go into the less cerebral and the more enjoyable section of the show, it is just absolutely amazing. And no one can do that because it's you. That is what makes it so unique. That's why people go see it, because it's only Mortimer that can do this.
Correct. Yeah.
And you're very, very funny. I mean, you're a very good actor. I could see all your movements and stuff. It's finely tuned and honed and all that acting skills. You can act very well. You can dance fantastically. It's so good the way you dance. I just want to get up and dance with you. And then you sing like a charm.
Oh, thank you, man.
So why do you have such a range?
Passion. The love for what I do.
So it's natural, basically.
It's natural, yeah.
Because I would never have... Look, I don't know. I didn't know this. I know a lot of people go, Kasper, my beete Donnie. Yeah, I couldn't have yet. I worked with this man on Erfsonis, but I've never seen him sing. I couldn't believe it. Or heard him... I never heard him dance or seen him sing. But but then throughout the show, I was thinking, oh, please... You know, sing this, sing this, sing this. And you do then. Yeah. It's so fantastic. And then I go, oh, you must do Peter Cetera. That voice, he can do Peter Cetera.
That's my
then
favorite.
You go, I am a man. And I go, yeah, he's doing it. Oh, my God. Oh, it's fantastic.
No, it was so much fun. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. And you know what? I love what I do. And myself and Christy, we often sit and we think, okay, what else could be funny? Like you, honest, with your material, and you, Kasper, with you thinking of new material as well. So it constantly stays like fresh.
That's the thing about this show, the Full Morty, is the fact that you can change it. I mean, you can do the show forever and ever while doing all your other stuff that you do.
Correct.
Because it's not as if it's set in stone. Mm. It's you, your thoughts, right?
Correct.
And you got a very good editor in terms of your director who can tell you, why did I set it in? But you can constantly update it. And that is enough. Because I will go again and again and again to watch it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I would.
You'll see a different show every time.
Yeah, correct.
But I like
wonderful
that.
Because it means you're crafting the show the whole time, improving on it, making it better and tighter and more accessible for your audience.
I mean,
it's brilliant.
No, fantastic. Clever. I mean, with the show, where it was last year and where it is now.
And I mean, you guys will know as comedians, the only way to test it out is to see on stage. Mm. I mean, that's the only way to see if it's funny. Because we can find it hilarious, and we often do. And then it's not that funny.
It's
No.
Yeah, it's true. That's how you test it. It's with an audience. But this is great. This can really, whenever you see the Full Morty, because this is podcast to the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
And neither regions. People on Mars, if you see the Full Morty, go see it. You will not be disappointed. It is absolutely, it is so, you're such an, it's in such a good mood. I can't even speak. You're in such a good mood after that show. Ah. It's good. Because this man is so... I mean, he's got so much fucking talent. Morty, you're so talented. You're so natural.
Thank you.
I was just amazed. I was amazed. And then, of course, you can really sing. Because you got a band. I don't know if they still exist. But you got a band called High Five of Low Five.
Oh, it used to be called Back in Five.
Back in Five.
Oh, please don't
five.
Tell me you got a YouTube.
It is fantastic. I love it. Really? What's that one word they say? You sing. Let's listen to it. I love this. This is because it's natural and it's honest as well. It's from, it's South African. I love it. When was this?
A few years back. That's like 5-6 years back.
Oh, I love it.
Well, they're also very close friends of mine.
I love it. I'm going to tell you what I adore of the song now. Yeah, that is so fantastic.
Oh, my word.
In the Cape for me. I just see the Cape.
Hey, at the Cape, no?
By Cape. Yeah. But South African. That's what's so nice. It's not a South African band doing fucking NSYNC or something. It is really, it's that little bit makes it so unique. So are you still singing in this band?
Oh no, we're all good friends. But we do gigs together as well.
But you must.
Yes, I think we should get you back.
Are you on iTunes or what?
Not yet.
You must. Hey? Numbers there. Oh, yeah. Extra, extra, we all about it. I say, clap, listen. Yeah, you shout. Say, ooh, I'm gradually. Say, ooh, I'm gradually. Yeah. You're listening to CBS America. That was a South African group called Back in Five with the lead vocal Mortimer Williams. And he will be tomorrow night on the show with Jimmy Kimmel. Now, that could be it, you know.
Hey.
Except
he can't be on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night because he's got a show.
Oh, I've got a show, yeah. So,
yeah, but we're talking future now. We're talking like Bran in Game of Thrones. We're seeing things happening.
The future.
The future's coming.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that was like a
Blast from the past.
Just a quick question, Casper.
Absolutely.
Does the song say "ek is 'n hoer"?
Nee. No.
That what does it?
It word? Could be. The lyrics are.
Who wrote it?
Me and Monday and yeah. Anyway,
that's great.
Basically, the lyrics in Cape Town. You know what? When you go watch the athletics at high school, like the sports and stuff, and as Jay can jolsus ek kan jolan jolos lekker in ons market fall.
Yeah, massive.
As Jay can swim sus ek kan swim and swimos in a blikkie jam. Of course, yeah. Ooh. Of course,
that's
yeah.
That's where you're going
to get from. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it could be that as well.
That's what I'm hearing.
Remix.
That's the second.
Yeah. It's a remix. Yeah. It's an expanded.
Unrated. Yeah. Unrated. Oh, lekker, lekker. But do you recognize? Do you know him?
That again, the man.
Because you must be looking. You must be watching SABC because it's the SABC. That's why people are shouting when he goes on stage. I don't watch SABC. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So when he goes on, people go mad. Allah, we love you. And because he's in. What are you?
Skimsam, is it?
Skimsam, I was in
Skimsam. Do you watch Skimsam?
Ek weet nie why jy assume that ek.
I don't know. I thought you were watching religiously.
It's the same thing as jy vra my of ek kan 'n parafinstof use.
Well, dink jy it's op 'n ander level?
Ja. Ek kan nie, ek kan nie.
But you knew Andre from Up and Down or what the fuck it
was
called?
Ja, meneer, ek onthou die man se gesig.
Ja, you
maar,
do, hey.
Maar ek kan nie regte uitvind waar ken ek die man van?
Yeah, well, it's from...
Christy sounds like you.
But you did Erson. Erson does 1 to 9.
Yeah.
And you did Skim Song.
And Isi Dingo.
Yeah, jy was op.
Yes, this one I became like. Yeah. Isi Dingo. Yeah.
Ek was Rajesh Kumar's private investigator, Vernon.
Yeah, I can tell you. Yeah. No, okay, yeah. And what's Rajesh? No.
He's picking up weights there.
Met die Guptas.
nee, ek weet nie.
Wat is jou relationship met... Wat is jou relationship met Mark Lottering?
Met Mark Lottering? Ach, ek en Mark Lottering het ja, no. No, man, we were quite God, that's gonna sound wrong. We were close in Cape Town. He was busy with Volkswagen Music Active coordinating stuff there as well. And I was working backstage on Who Killed Jimmy Valentine. So we know each other since 1995.
But Mortimer, have you been here in Johannesburg with things like the stadium spectacular Greece?
Yes, I have.
Okay, next time invite me, eh?
Of course.
I didn't see. I remember I knew about it, but I never went to see it.
32,000 people.
Yes. Yeah. Well, who are you, Danny?
No. No, I was Roger.
Oh my God.
I've been back.
Gaan nog? Ek kan nie onthou nie.
Day.
Smooth.
Just mooning. So sad.
Not ringing was that about cut in the movie or what?
Yeah, it was cut in the movie.
I wanted to say, I don't know what the hell you're singing.
What's that playing on the radio?
Go on.
Why do I keep swinging to and fro? I have never heard that song before. Boom, boom, boom. But if I don't hear it anymore, it's still familiar to me. Sends a thrill right through me. Die number, yeah.
I want to sing like I'm so jealous.
No, you can.
How do you do it? Come on, Casper, do you mind if you just give us 2 minutes training?
Yes,
I want to sing like
how
that.
How do you want to sing like that? Okay. You need to support yourself. You need to sing like uprightish. No?
Let's start with the song we all know, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
No, but that's not high.
You can.
Yes.
You can. You can go. Twinkle, twinkle. You start low.
Yes, yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Everyone at home,
that's
let's
very
go.
Low, hey?
Okay,
sure, that's a bit.
Now you do it in the girly key, yeah. Man.
But that's the warm up.
Yeah, that's the warm up.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Come on, Chrissy. Yes, here we go. Now we do it a little bit higher. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. A little bit higher. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. A little bit higher. Twinkle, twinkle.
There you go.
And then eventually.
You go like a fucking Mange Pravarotti, you going on here.
And then eventually you'll be able to sing like. Woo! Never.
Mariah!
Mariah's scary.
Ooh, just that's scary. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, you go higher. Yes, yes.
Now, I've got a question for you. Do you do Rod Stewart in the show?
No, but I can.
You must.
Which one?
Okay. You know what? We got a section on the show. We're going to go into that now. Mm. It's a section that we always look at people from the past who were big hits. And we call it Stoff Poopies. And especially for you, because I was going through the show in my mind. Mm. Did he do Rod Stewart? Did he do Rod Stewart? I said, no, he didn't. But he's got the voice for it. Absolutely, he's got the voice for it. Mm. So let's Stoff Poop Rod Stewart and discuss which one you can do, because I've got all the music here. But let's just play this first.
Stoff Poopies, fun day eight. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
O, oh, ek is weer slymerig honger.
Ag, oh, dit maak my so honger.
Oh. Okay, so I was thinking in the show,
yeah,
I was hoping you would sing Sailing from Rod Stewart, and you didn't.
No, oh, okay.
And you've got the voice for that.
Yeah.
But
I need slight laryngitis to do that as well.
Yeah, but you do a very krakerige voice at the beginning.
Eh? Yeah. But well, which song? That was Man's World. That was
it's a man's, yeah.
Just like it. Sing uit my kloaka uit.
Maar is prachtig.
Ach, thank you, man.
Yeah. So, well, we got this. Yeah, let's see. I don't know. But this one, for me, is emotionally a very nice Rod Stewart song. But there's a lot of other cuck he does as well. You know?
It's a beautiful song, this one.
Yeah. I am sailing home again. Across the sea, I am sailing.
And then you can change it. You can go, I'm tweeting, I'm paragliding. And then can you hear me? You can really shout. Because obviously the person is deaf.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I am flying like a bird.
Hannes, won't you tell us a little bit about Mr. Rod Stewart while we go through his oeuvre, his catalogue?
Look, let's be honest, Rod Stewart is one of the best-selling music artists of all time. We all know what he looks like, what he sounds like.
Yeah.
His
Vital Gespijker, amazing. He has had 6 consecutive number one albums in the UK. And his tally of 62 UK hit singles includes 31 that reached the top 10, 6 of which gained the number one position. And he's had 16 top 10 singles in the United States, with 4 of them reaching number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. So,
he's very big in America, which is great.
Yeah.
Some don't crack it there.
To the extent that, this is an interesting little fact, the Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Spacey's brother makes a living being a Rod Stewart impersonator.
What?
In
Vegas.
Serious?
Yeah. He's the commander of the Order of the British Empire. That's the Queen gave him that honor.
He's not Sir yet.
Not quite yet, yeah. He's known as Rod the Mod, and his musical career started in 1962 when he was first a member of the Jeff Beck Band, and then later the Faces with Ronnie Wood, who was also a member of the Stones. And his love life has always been in public eye. The inspiration for the song Maggie was potentially his first romantic interlude, which was with an older lady. So he had a bit of a MILF thing. Maggie was an older lady. Yeah.
This is Maggie.
Mortimer, is it?
I don't know. Maggie, I know. Was it like Maggie. Foster?
I don't know. This one's called Maggie May. I don't know if it's the same.
Oh, it must be.
Well,
but it sounds like it's folk music from Bavaria.
But and then this, he's 71, but he's still going, and he has a lot of success. He's done the American Songbook and a lot of kind of cover albums of late. And just last week, him and his wife went to Venice on a little getaway. His wife's 45, huh?
Wow. Yeah, but that's his like fifth wife.
Isn't yeah.
He was with Rachel Hunter as well, right?
The supermodel from
the 80s. So he swapped the MILF thing over.
Yeah.
Reverse MILF.
So is this Maggie?
This is Maggie.
Oh yeah.
It's late. Okay, so that folk music must have been an intro. Be back at school. I know I keep you amused. Oh, this reminds me of Peter Sarsgaard. My daddy is a priest, you know. Take off your clothes, can you see? Na-na-na. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Let me see what it is that you're hiding. No.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sick of way back. Jesus, yeah. You stole my heart,
and that's what really hurts. Okay, that's Maggie. Don't do that one.
Wow.
Don't do that one. I've got another one here for you. Oh, this one. This is tear. This is tear in the eye. This is tear in the eye. Not tea in the eye. Tear. Tea in the eye. Steve Hofmeyer after his Genoot concert. Oh, this one is so sad. I can tell by your eyes that
you've probably been crying. Okay, guys, yeah, buy more money. My medallion stem.
Yes,
like yeah. That. He's loved so by all.
Yeah. And the stars in the sky
don't mean nothing to you. Dit klink a bietjie soos Bryan Adams hierso.
I think Bryan Adams got the inspiration from him.
Yeah.
Hey, wow.
But this is so sad. I don't wanna talk about it. How you broke my heart. Oh, Shami, he's so fucking dejected and miserable.
Hey, and in the 80s, he also had the same haircut as Tina Turner. In fact, people think they might be the same person. They've never been photographed together.
True. I want to see Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Rod Stewart, and Tina Turner in one room.
Yeah.
And it will be two people.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mortimer, let's go through this. What else have we got?
There was another one. One of my favorite ones is, what's it? How much?
Yeah, that's a good one.
How much I love you. But you must have let him try this one.
Have I told you lately how I love you?
Have I told?
Yeah, go on.
Hey, can you still work?
I haven't got it yet. I saw it, but I haven't got it yet. You
lately. Yeah, sing it for ons, man. Do.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
We love you, Rod.
Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness.
Woo!
Take away all my sadness. He's my troubles, that's what you do.
Yeah!
Ooh, I love it. Makes me want to strut.
This one you can also do well, eh?
Yeah, isn't it? With choreography.
With your choreography, yeah. You see your dancing comes in here.
The perfect wedding song. This song always plays at a wedding.
Imagine the first time he sang, people must have laughed when he comes out with this fucking one, right? This one was also, it's like, this reminds me of Bonnie Tyler. She also got a voice like this. Like Rod Stewart. You know,
I was lost in France.
That woman. It reminds me, this is the kind of song that... What's these fucking intros they've got here? It's remastered versions. Comrade. Ek dink hulle die tyd te vroeg begin, want hy was net besig om bietjie sy gitaarsnare uit te oefen, en dan fok haar rekord hulle dit.
Ever since I was a kid at school, I messed around with all the rules.
Yes.
Apologize then, realize I'm not different after all. Me and the boys thought we had it sussed. Valentino's all of us. My dad said we look ridiculous.
But us boy, ridiculous. Wrong rhyme.
In and out of jobs, running free, waging war with society.
Na, na, na.
Dumb blank faces stare back at me, but nothing ever changed. Promises made in the heat of the night, creeping home before it got too light. I wasted all that precious time and blamed it on the wine. I was only joking, my dear. Looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win, never win.
What did they say there, Dunk?
Op die WeChat ons het Michael en Heise of Seise.
Michael Seise, ja?
Seise.
Nee, nee, ek maak 'n grapje.
Okay. Ek wag nou al weke vir Alicia om weer op die show te wees.
Dankie.
Ek hoop sy sal sy titty show.
Wat? Ja, jere. Op,
en Tomus, ek met kak klinte sit die hele dag. Daarom kan ek nou luister en moe die podcast slaat. Happy birthday, Cassie.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michael.
Surita op die WeChat ook sê, hi, Casper Radio Show team.
Yay! Hello, Surita.
That's us. Oh, look at there, what she says.
Oh, my God. The last movie I watched was The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Would you just explain to Morty?
Yeah, we said you must rename your vagina to the last movie you've seen. So, what have you seen last time?
Matilda.
And yeah, Morty, what was the?
What was it, Runaway Bride?
So, Christy, did you participate in Mixtape?
Yes, I was in Mixtape and co-writer as well.
So what was Mixtape, also a nostalgic journey? And do you sing then?
Yes, I do, yes.
Really?
And there it
is.
Yes,
I do.
What does she sing?
Who says a musical theatre fundi?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I sing a lot of jazz as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. So we actually have a new band now.
Oh, yeah.
that we're doing some jazzy stuff and... soul and funk and that kind of thing.
So you're not actually, it's not a thing for you to direct, but he trusts you to direct him, but you also perform.
Yes, I'm both. I actually majored in directing at Varsity.
Oh,
but,
you do? Okay.
I've kind of started performing a bit later on. So yeah, I do both.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oor hierdie jazz band wat julle nou begin het, het jy tree julle op in by corporates?
Yes.
Want ons het 'n 10-year birthday bash vir my company,
yes.
En ons kort 'n jazz band.
Thank you, there you go.
There you go. Look at us.
Network.
So opbook.
That'd be awesome.
I'll tell you,
yeah,
I'll
we'll
make your details by your
for sure,
on,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Mort and I have a production company called Ginger Cube.
Okay.
And that's our resident band. So
okay, cool.
We can do whatever you want.
Okay,
but that
awesome.
Is our speciality.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. We've organized your party.
You see, look.
Yeah, fuck, done.
Boom.
So that was our stuff poop, and we just have to improvise ad for Sandwich Baron, please. So let's go.
Yeah, but we must include them as well.
Yeah. Bas,
and they must sing as well.
Bas, Bas, ik werk zo hard voor jou. Wat ik heb vandaag?
Bas of Bas?
Bas, Bas.
Oh,
moet je mij slaan niet? Ik zoek net koos, meneer. Moet je mij slaan niet, Bas?
This is a scene from 1982. Yes, it is in the lounge of Pier Weer Boota. What are you saying?
Bas, Bas, ik is honger. Ik het hele die lalalala. Ik is zo honger, meneer.
Oh, shut up, Mandela. Ons zal voor jou later uitsorteer.
No.
Kom, ons schrijf voor jou een lekker sandwich bij Sandwich Baron.
Bas, moet niet mee slaan. Ik zoek net peanut
butter. Ik slaan jou niet. Wat zoek je?
Ik zoek peanut butter en geen paloni.
Ach, weet jy, Pierre, ek dink ons kan hom vandag bederf met 'n lekker toebroodjie. En dan kry ons by Sandwich Baron sommer iets vir die hele gesin.
Ma, Elise, hy soek 'n pilapater.
Oh, baie dankie, Bas. Ek sal die twee broodjie met my kinders share en met ander kinders share.
Ja, maar jy het net tot 2 uur om het te eet, né?
Ja,
dit is nie, dit is breinbrood, dit is nie witbrood nie, want anders is jy in die kak. Kom, ons sing die liedjie wat ons altyd sing.
Gee die brein seën kos, gee die brein seën kos.
Sandwich Baron,
Sandwich Baron. Sandwich Baron. Oh, baie dankie vir die poort. Ek is so, ek het baie mag nou. Ek sal niks alles doen.
Is die beste.
Eat history away with Sandwich Baron. Sandwich Baron. Now. On Indian bread as well. That's enough of that shit. Now, we got a section in this show and it's called Amusing News. Basically, it's just about news that happened. And most, hopefully, no one will know the news, so that then we can discuss it, you see? So it's like QI for stupid people. Because we have to have our grade or standard in such a way that Alicia can understand it. So, oh, it's a jokey. Okay, so here we go, people. Who is David Lagerkrantz? David Lagerkrantz, who should he be?
He has his own craft beer.
It could be, hey? Lagerkrantz for you.
Give us a clue, meneer.
Okay, well, let me say, in Sweden there was a girl and she didn't take shit. Salamander is her name.
Oh, we're talking about the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
What a shit movie.
So what happened...
I love the book.
The chick movie. It's a book. We're talking about books, yeah.
No, there was a movie.
There was two movies. There was a Swedish movie and one with
and
Daniel
the English
Craig.
One wasn't good, yeah.
No.
They made three Swedish ones.
The Swedish ones.
Ones
were good, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what happened to the writer?
Didn't he pass away?
Yeah.
He did. He passed away.
Sorry, Hannes just fucked up English. He says, didn't he pass away? You can't say that.
Do you know how you fuck Afrikaans every day?
Yeah. If we have an Afrikaans off and an English off, I'll win both, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, it's okay. Okay, so did he have other ideas? This writer, what was his name?
Lagerkrantz.
Stieg? No, the original?
Stieg Larsson.
You died. So he had other ideas. He had drafts. Those are now being written by David Lagerkrantz, who's got the fourth book out, Girl in the Spider Web. It's out there.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
What is the fascination with girls and tattoos and girls in the spider web?
It's part of the...
It's about this image of this girl and everything that happens.
She has a dragon tattoo.
Lisbeth Salamander.
Is it a clock spider?
Yes.
Oh my God! No. You show them the clock spiders. Oh, God, okay. Oh my God! We saw clock spiders.
I don't know.
Christy loves spiders.
It's a spider that hides behind your watch, your wall.
Oh, no. That's like a horror movie. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, this one has been on the internet for a couple of weeks now, but let's do it ourselves. Ruin a first date in four words. So just say four words that would ruin a first date.
I support Donald Trump.
Absolutely, you would be out.
Yeah. I'm wearing a butt plug.
No!
I'm wearing a butt plug. Yeah, nice!
But I'm not wearing a butt plug. Yeah,
yeah. No, you're not. We know. Yeah,
yeah. I lost my butt plug.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, that's nice. Apparently something happens when you listen to happy music. What would that be?
I've got it.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, when music is playing, that's when your brain is working 100%.
Yeah. So what does it have to do with happy music?
Whether you know it or not, well, we should be happy.
Happy.
That's what it releases endorphins and positive hormones.
I was half right.
You were. So we would assume this is happy.
No, it's depressing.
She's fucking happy. You all of my days. It's like la 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 la. You are so
beautiful. You're looking so cool. You're looking so fly.
There you go.
I can't deny that when I'm staring you down and dead in the eye.
It's ya.
I wanna try to be the person you want, the person you need.
It's ya. It's ya. It's
like a very young Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Wearing a butt plug.
I'm happy knowing that you are my eye in the grass. Now, apparently, if you listen to this, something else happens.
Yeah, I realize that just ain't like bye-bye depressed banan. It's only so 50 Shades of Grey.
There's a lot of minor chords here.
This is the
not my own.
It's the funeral mode.
Yeah,
it is the funeral mode. So apparently, when you hear this kind of music, you see dark colors. When you hear happy music, you see bright colors. This is what the scientists with the tax money. They work this shit out. So now we know. When you hear this, you're going to go, oh my fuck, ek sien herfskleure. Ek sien 'n mosterd. Ek sien 'n donker braai.
Ek sien komkommerbroodjies.
That's also, but it's very green, like it's been out in the sun for a while.
Ja, okay, so in reënerige begraafplase.
Ja, ghosts, zombies. Oh, we're getting there now. Vampires.
Unicorns.
Unicorns aren't dark. They're happy.
That's in the happy category.
Have you ever seen a unicorn?
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. Ek weet hulle het groot horings.
So, Maud, you enjoy the acting, of course, because you're a good actor. But wouldn't you rather do what you do now in this kind of the Full Morty show? Because you look so at home there.
I am so much at home. I love it, man. I love all aspects of it. Be it the TV, the stage.
You do, eh?
Yeah, nee, is onlekker.
What about a show on RSG?
For him?
For me? Yeah. How come?
I'm just thinking, you've done so much already. What's next for Morty?
Yeah, like a radio drama.
Yeah, like at Cliff Central. I mean, like
yes,
radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would you send him to RSG?
Why?
Are the fucking conservatives?
RSG, hulle doen nie eers meer braai patrone nie. Hulle het altyd,
brain patrone, what's that, dude?
That's patrone for the brain.
Brain patrone?
Ja. Goeiedag en baie welkom. My naam is Jan Immelman en ons gesels weer oor breinpatrone. Nou ja, ons het laasweek rooi patrone gehad en ons kon hulle so mooi sien. Ek is sommer happy. Vandag is dit breinpatrone. So kom ons luister na List en The Funeral March. Okay, next question.
Ja, maar daai was nie regtig 'n vraag nie, kan sê.
What about happy and it's fucking interesting. It came out, a scientific report was published that people see bright colors with happy music and they see dark colors with sad music, and I think it's something we should remember. So next time you listen and you see binne whole brain, dan weet jy dit is a sad song.
You know, and that's how we learn.
Absolutely.
I say so. Listen to this. This is extremely. Where's my stuff here at More Casper or 3 June?
More.
More Casper. Listen to this one. I must just quickly find it.
Happy music.
Bright colors.
I see bright.
This is actually a absolutely wonder. This guy, that's a guy who farted. But what you know what he farted? He farted the major seventh arpeggio in the key of B flat from Beethoven.
He did.
Listen. So he makes it slower for us, so we understand. Da 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 da.
Da da da. Wait just a
minute. That's it.
Ba 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 ba.
There you go.
He paints with all the colors of his wind.
Oh, wow.
Put that down. He brings it down, eh? And there it is, married.
He's got to buy a Irishman's diet to eat it, to do it.
Yeah, gelukkig is dat net luister hier.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine. Yes.
So, are we
imagine
all
a live performance.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is a butt plug.
Meneer, are we all going to leave here and try to control the sound our farts make?
I think go listen to classical music and then we try and fart it out.
Because at the moment, when we just fart and release, but we don't try to control it like and play it like an instrument.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ons moet 'n konsert by mekaar sit en dan doen ons Mozart se toverfluit.
That would be absolute toverfart. Yeah. That would be fantastic. Well, here is a song, and you guess what song is this?
It's a cock song.
It's
a cock song.
Oh, it was Mr. Postman. Hello, Mr. Postman. But you can't hear it.
I don't know if it's the fart sound effect or if it's you now.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I just hear farting. Hey!
It's a trend.
Mortimer, where do you stay?
Where do I stay? In Johannesburg, in West Dean.
Really?
Yes.
Is this what's going on with me? I thought you came down. Okay, well, then you come back.
From Cape Town.
We'll get you back.
Yes, no, definitely.
What are you doing for
back
the...
for good?
No, I live here now. I've been here like 7 years.
I didn't
years.
Know this.
I've got an important question here for Morty. What are you doing for the colored community? Because I know we need to take it to the race thing again, but look.
He's giving blankets this winter.
For a very long time, I've just believed that our colored community, they need like a hero. You know, someone... They've got people like Gayton, but he's a criminal. But now the colored people need like a hero, someone they can look up to and say, you know what? If Morty's doing it, I can do it too and leave the dick alone.
Oh, and so what am I doing for the colored community?
Yes, in essence.
I am representing the colored community by doing what I'm doing, like I'm doing it, like I'm doing it, like I'm doing it for TV. So basically for the lighties out there, if you can do the stage and the television and stuff, so you can do it. I mean, there's other guys as well on 7 to 9, like Theo, Theodore Yankees and those guys are also representing.
So the epitome for a colored person would be to appear on 79.
Never. I tell you why. Because the first time I did my first television role was on 79.
Really?
Were you a waitress? A waitress?
No, I was scholieraga. I was a guy that moved Vanessa.
You had to be.
Yeah,
but how old are you now? Just region in the region of how old you?
Now I can say I'm 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yes, I use oil of delay.
You've been around the block a bit.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
No, but you've done a couple of things already. That's fantastic. So what time? What age were you when you started? 20?
No, I was 16.
So you're like a professional.
I'm an amateur. Yeah, Robert said amateur.
Yeah. Robert said amateur. I don't know. I'm not well. Kom ons warm weer op. Pili, pili, pili. We did warm-ups earlier. And obviously, it warm-up.
Pili.
Pili, ja. Wat het jy het pili gedoen, hè?
Ja.
Ja, you did it so well. Listen, I must play this.
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye,
bodyguard,
goodbye,
stay well, it's a boy. We gotta go, I'll invite you two back.
We'll have to. Fantastic. We'll have to go on.
No, we have to.
So great
to be
having
continued.
You on the, yeah, it's like a visit. It's like you come back. Let's visit again. I'll bring the alarm boat. You know, that kind of thing. But I have got a wonderful thought of the week for us that we end with. And here it is. Oh, yeah, that's a nice thought. Every book you've ever read is just a different combination of 26 letters.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
That's deep.
We end our show with a beautiful song, Tired as Fuck. Enjoy the weekend!
Bye!
This is CliffCentral.com.